Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 115 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 10th, 2011. Is it dark enough for you yet? I'm Michael. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'm your host, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time for 60 minutes, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late tonight, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following tonight's live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart.
What the heck just happened? Let's try
put
that again.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
And
Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Oh, that is much, much, much better. How's the sound tonight? How's the volume? Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me now? You know, I got something to show you. If you're looking at stick cam right now, there's been a small adjustment to the studio area. If you look at this, the beer fridge has been moved within arm's reach. Can you see that? So when it's time for Schlitz, it ain't no thing. We just reach in and get one. And you know what that means.
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Oh yes, from Kaleidoscope from 1967. This is a song I hope you enjoy. It's called Bald-Headed End of a Broom.
Catches the young and the old, just like a plate of boarding house has never a man's been sold. Make you feel like a freshwater eel, causes your head to swell. You lose your mind, but love is blind, and it empties your pockets as well. Comes around to collect his bill with a dog and a double barrel gun.
Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. You'll find when you're with it, they'll bang it till you're dead with a ball at the end of a broom.
Secondhand clothes.
Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, and give them
You know, when you've got nothing at stake, you got nothing to lose. And after Spider bit it, thanks to Claudine, she had nothing left to lose. It's Claudine Longet. Miss Claudine Longet from, I think, 1968, but I'm not sure, and Nothing to Lose. Right now, if you haven't been paying attention, you might not know that one of my favorite artists, a great, great individual, not necessarily a great human being all the time, but a great artist, Glen Campbell, is having a little bit of trouble. He has come out publicly with the fact that he is suffering from Alzheimer's, and he is touring a farewell tour. He has released a farewell album. I hear the album is all quite remarkable. The single, the album, is now out, and it is terrific. It is a song written by another favorite artist of mine, Mr. Paul Westerberg, formerly of The Replacements, and it's a song called Ghost on the Canvas, and this is it. Right now, from 2011.
I know a place between life and death for you and me. Let's take hold on the threshold of eternity and see the ghost on the canvas. People don't see us. Ghost on the canvas. People don't know. When they're looking at souls, in between here and there, there's a place that we can grow. Spirits make love in a wheat field with crows. Like a ghost on a canvas.
misery, pocket full of prosody, ashes to ashes, we all fall. Always knows when it seems like a ghost on a canvas, never can have a ghost on a canvas. It's the soul that makes them.
I'm told they did quite a tribute to Glenn last night on the Country Music Association Awards, and I missed it. I didn't record it either. I wish I would have seen it. I'm guessing it was quite emotional. right now, how about something from the vinyl? Little Doobie Brothers. Yeah, the Doobie Brothers. Okay, that was some vinyl. We better fade that out before it starts playing the next track. You know, I like Lindsey Buckingham, and I like this song. This is It Was You, off of his Under the Skin album from 2006.
Oh, how the time has flown.
Yeah.
Did you like It Was You? Because Lindsay's going to tell you it was I. From
Since is on edge since you walked out on me. Yeah. Holy cow, what you doing, child? You walked out on me. Holy cow, what you doing, child?
What do we got going here? How about this? Well, this week's Nebraska Cornhusker football report is being in the thick of things. If you've been paying any attention at all to the goings-on in Happy Valley in Pennsylvania, things aren't so happy. Joe Paterno's out. I won't bore you with the precipitating events. If you haven't been watching all of the news, well, you can catch up on that. Just go to CNN.com and look around the front page for Joe Paterno's face. But how does this affect me and you and the rest of us Nebraska Cornhusker football fans? Well, guess who's going to Happy Valley to play the Penn State Nittany Lions on Saturday? That's right. It's our boys in red. It ought to be a real circus, a Roman circus, sort of a gladiatorial war under a big top. I just can't imagine what the environment will be like for anybody at all with any interest or concern with those events. It ought to be quite a spectacle. I hope everybody gets out of there unscathed. And the less said about the week's events, the better. And that's this week's Nebraska Cornhusker football report. Oh, yeah, and the Huskers aren't very good, by the way. How about a familiar song by an unfamiliar band? This is the Nocturnes and their version of a song made a big hit by the Fifth Dimension. You'll recognize it. It's Carpet Man.
Every now and then, it's only the night that's fine.
Really think I'd forget? No, of course not.
WCFL Chicago.
40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area, this Sly and the Family Stone single was the number 40 song on the Big Ten Music Survey. It is a family affair.
Up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
American International presents Abby, the story of a woman possessed. She took the devil for a lover, and he possessed her body and soul. Abby, a story of terror, lust, and exorcism.
Grab her arms and hold her.
Abby, starring William Marshall as the exorcist.
I command you to vacate this body now.
And Carol Speed as Abby. Can anyone stop her? Can anyone help her? Can anyone save her soul?
I've got Abby!
Abby, the story of a woman possessed. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, we learned that the Winged Warrior is the only person who can put a stop to a diabolical and vicious plot to destroy the world. However, it seems doubtful at this moment that the Feathered Fighter will be a lot of help, since he has accidentally become invisible and can't be seen at all.
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Helfinger.
Yes, I am.
Is there any hope for the wonderful white-winged warrior?
The doctor told him to take 2 aspirin, watch himself closely throughout the night, and call him first thing in the morning.
Fine. Where is the winged warrior now?
He's in your office.
And where am I?
In your office.
Oh, thank you. Well, good morning, winged warrior. How are you? Yes. Well, as you know, a diabolical and vicious plot to destroy the world has been uncovered. And if this foul...
Yes.
Would you come in here, please? Thank you for coming. I don't think the Winged Warrior is here, Miss Helfinger.
Well, certainly he's in here. I heard him walk in just a couple of minutes ago. Feathered Fighter. Wonderful White Winged Weekend Warrior.
Yes.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because I can't see anything.
What does this mean, Miss Helfinger?
This means he's in the broom closet.
Oh.
All right, let's go.
Sorry, I've been late.
All right, Commissioner.
Fine. Good morning to you, Winged Warrior. As you know, a diabolical and vicious plot to destroy the world. Miss Helfinger.
Okay. Winged Warrior.
Yes, I've been up all night watching myself, Miss Helfinger.
Are you out?
Yes, I am. And once again, prepare to strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere. Commissioner.
Well, the commissioner would seem to be out of commission. Will Chicken Man remember to call the doctor? Will the doctor see him? And if so, how? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Did you know that the events relayed to all of us in this popular song occurred 36 years ago today on November 10th, 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank?
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch
rush of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Pardon the little break I had to take there during the program. Right now, this is Arthur Conley from 1968, the B-side of a 45. I'll let you figure out what the A-side was.
It's like a burning fire.
That's a little Arthur Conley and a very quick fade. Sorry about that. Let me gather my thoughts. They're all over the floor. This is O.V. Wright from 1973. He'd rather be anywhere but here, and he'd rather be blind, crippled, and crazy. I hear that high records rhythm section. O.V. Wright, he'd rather be blind, crippled, and crazy from 1973. This is Nina Simone from 1965 and her version of I Put a Spell on You. And the player is froze. And I am thawed.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine. Oh, yeah.
a spell on you.
First day in August, the last rain was in May. When the rainmaker came to Kansas in the middle of a dusty day, said the rainmaker to the people, tell me what you are prepared to pay. Said the rainmaker to the people, now I'll conjure up a rain today. Shade at 110 in the hot sun. Heat from the street burns the feet of the ladies. See how they run. Skies, well, they both became a darker gray. And they knew the rain had come to stay. Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day. Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day. Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day.
Harry Nilsson from 1969 off of his self-titled album, not coincidentally called Harry Nilsson. Right now, this is the Partridge Family from 1971 and Echo Valley 286809.
We grew up together with Ferris wheels and sunshine. That lasted after the rain. Now we're separated, and I've become a lonely runner. And when I rest, I hurt and I wonder if I'll ever see you again. Echo Valley 26809. Lighten up a road to nowhere. Where
reached a disconnected number.
You all have been listening to Hinky Dinky Time Radio for the week of November 10th, 2011. I've been so happy to have you here with me. We're going to have time to squeeze in just one more brief number right now. This is the Rattles. No, not the song you're thinking of, not the staple, but another bit of terrible English to German, I believe, German to English, back to English to German to English translation. This is their version of, I kid you not, I fought the Lord.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun.
I fought the Lord in the now on. I fought the Lord in the now on.
Was the Rattles, if you can believe it, and that was I Fought the Lord. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. There will be a rebroadcast in just a few minutes. First, we got to hear from Johnny.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. Dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?